It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Welcome inside Bearcat Arena in Maryville, Missouri, on the campus of Northwest Missouri State University. We have the Bearcats and the Ichabods coming up. It is senior night as Northwest Missouri State hosting Washburn, the second meeting between these two squads this season. The women's game coming up at 5:30, followed by the men at 7:30. Alongside John Coffey, I'm Matt Trudon. Our studio engineer for tonight's basketball game is Will Linder. Looking at the women's matchup, Northwest comes in at 11-16 overall, 6-12 in conference play, one win away from getting into the MIAA tournament for the first time since 2017 and reaching the Kansas City portion for the first time since 2013. On the other side, the Washburn Ichabods, 16-10 overall, 10-7 in the MIAA, currently 8th in the MIAA standings. That's as low as they could drop, but they could still climb up a couple spots and reach 6th in the conference standings and heading into the MIAA tournament with a win and some help down the road. And John Coffey, you look at this one, plenty to play for on both sides, but especially for Northwest Missouri State, on a bit of a losing streak right now. They've dropped 5 in a row, but we've seen them play good basketball, especially going back to last Saturday. Just a one-point loss in overtime to Pittsburgh State, one that Coach Meyer, of course, would like to have back, but still controlling their own destiny. There's not much more they can hope for right now.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We've been talking really since last Thursday. The Bearcats are a win away or a Newman loss away from getting into the MIAA postseason tournament, and that's still the scenario here. Bearcats were hoping to be able to go in on their own, and they can still do that tonight with a win over a Washburn team that isn't quite the team they've been in the past. They are still a very good squad. As you mentioned, coming in currently 8th in the MIAA standings, a good overall record at 16-10, but they struggled a bit in the MIAA. So I think if Northwest comes out and plays the type of game they played against Pittsburgh State, they've got a very good chance to come up with the W and punch their ticket into the MIAA tournament. But they're going to have to play well, and they are capable of playing well. They just struggled a bit on a Tuesday night, in particular that fourth quarter where they just couldn't buy a bucket there in their comeback attempt against Missouri Western. But if they can come out, put a consistent four quarters together against this Washburn team, they could find their way into Kansas City for next week.
The Bearcats trying to get back into the MIAA tournament as we reach the end of the regular season. We look at these past five, and they are on a skid, but that's the point of looking at the entire body of work, what this team's put together throughout this entire season. You can't just kind of put your magnifying glass on one set of games and say this is what defines this basketball team. They have really taken a lot of strides here in year two under head coach Austin Meyer, up to 11 wins, 6 wins in the MIAA, a chance to get the potentially the 9 seed out of the 10 in the MIAA tournament still in play, and which they might turn around and face this Washburn team come again next week if they get that 9 seed. But it's one of those things that you can't just look at, you know, if they don't win today, but Newman loses, and that's how they get in the MIAA tournament. It has to be a look at the body of work, look at what this team's done, and that is what makes them dangerous if they make that trip to Kansas City.
And really, I think when you look at the body of work overall this season, that too, it's really a situation, too, where they have not been really full force the entire season due to some key injuries. We talked about it in the last several weeks too, but Mallory McConkey opened up the season with an injury. She didn't get into the lineup until the Hawaii trip, and she's played her way into really one of the most consistent players on this team. And as she was coming back, Candy Eaton then went down with an injury, and she's back, but she's not 100% at this particular time. And then Kylie Coleman missed the last couple ball games due to a concussion suffered against Pittsburgh State. So they really haven't been full force, and of course they've got a few other players that have been battling some nagging injuries throughout the season. So what they've done on top of that injury, I think, is really amazing as well. So it's really been a good season for this team, and it'd be nice if they can come out and come up with a win in their final regular season game of the year here, and have a chance to play some more basketball next week.
Hey, you touch on Kendi Eaton, and she said that knee is feeling better. She said she feels like since the Missouri Southern game, like a switch has flipped, that she still has to get here 3 hours before the game to get herself ready and her knee warm and ready to go, but she's feeling better. In the past two games, she's combined for 35 points, and so that's one thing we didn't see in Topeka whenever these two teams first met. That was the first game she set out after that Emporia State basketball game, so Northwest really missing her offensively in a game that ended up being a 59-43 loss for the Bearcats in Topeka. So that will be a huge factor for Northwest coming in, of a little bit more offense in a game they played pretty good defense overall.
Yeah, and again, the defense there has been there all season long. It's been the offensive struggles from time to time that's hurt them, but you get a player like Eaton back in the lineup that just gives them another weapon and something that Washburn has to watch for that they didn't have to the first time around.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Mosaic, offering orthopedic and sports medicine services. For more information, mymosaiclifecare.org/sports. The Bearcats and the Ichabods meeting in Bearcat Arena this evening. We'll take a timeout, dive more into this matchup between Northwest and Washburn next on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. And from Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More information is at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. For more information, millanddinsdaleseed.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or online at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute in St. Joseph. Dr. Nellestein has served Northwest Missouri for 21 years and aims to improve patients' health by treating leg ailments including varicose and spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. More at 816-291-4149. And from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey. Praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at northwestmissouri.edu/alumni.
This is Bearcat Game Day, underwritten by Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville.
Back inside Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Washburn going through pregame warmups with John Coffey. I'm Matt Tritton. And John, it is senior night here for Northwest. We look at the Bearcats and honoring Kendi Eaton, a 5'6" senior from Mound City, Missouri, and Erica Schlosser, a 5'9" senior from Apple Valley, Minnesota. And they've only been here a short time, both transferred in, played their junior and senior seasons here for Northwest, but an impactful couple of years, bringing in a lot of grittiness, some toughness, and some leadership to a squad as they turn this program around.
Yeah, and I think Schlosser was really the first recruit that Coach Meyer was able to bring in, and then they kind of built from that point on with this team that he's had here in year number two. And, of course, Eaton, a very good player as well, and Mount City native, played some Juco ball. Trenton coming in here and making an impact at Northwest. So both of these players have played made strong impacts on this program, and I know they'll be able to look back in pride and see that they were on the ground floor of something special that's being built here with Coach Meyer and also Coach Houston out there.
It's been fun to watch them. It's been fun to work with them as well. Both great interviews and very courteous, just kind human beings off the court as well. So we've enjoyed working with Kendi and Erica the past couple of years, and actually caught up with Kendi, for our pregame interview to talk about her time at Northwest in this matchup coming up with Washburn. That interview coming up in just a moment. But support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Mosaic, offering orthopedics and sports medicine services. For more information, mymosaiclifecare.org/sports. We'll take a timeout and be back with Kendi Eaton, a senior on this Northwest basketball team, right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Highline Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Highline has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com. And from Clarinda Regional Health Center, caring for patients in Southwest Iowa and Northwest Missouri through inpatient, outpatient, and emergency services. To find a provider or more information on treatments, clarindahealth.com. Support also comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services in St. Joseph, Maryville, and Albany. For more information, mosaiclifecare.org/sports. Also from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More BomleyAuto.com,
or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com or 515-833-2616. Support also comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More information online at tiffanycare.com. Also from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is available at kingcitylumber.com.
This is Bearcat Game Day, underwritten by Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville.
Bearcat basketball at home this evening, taking on Washburn. Senior night for the Bearcats. One of those seniors joining us now on pregame, Kendi Eaton. And Kendi, 2 years here at Northwest Missouri State, but wrapping it up, an impactful 2 years as this Bearcat women's basketball team turns around. What's it been like you coming to Northwest from Mound City, Missouri, and playing with the Bearcats?
It means everything. It was really important to me that I was able to play close to home, especially for my parents. They have they've made a lot of significant drives in the past, and so just having that short distance for them has been really big, and a lot of just family and people from Mound City having that support has been really huge.
It's not always easy, I think, coming from a small school, a Class 1 school in Missouri, and making that transition up to Division 2 in the MIAA, but a great career at North Central Missouri College for 2 years, then to cap it here. How have you grown over the last 4 years as a player?
I just think decision-making has been a big growing point for me, especially coming to Northwest, getting in with Coach Houston. He's one of the best in basketball, probably, at just teaching pace and teaching how to make simple plays while being super effective. And I think that's something that I've tried to do and that he's kind of taught me, and I think that's really helped my game.
As we come into senior night in the final regular season game, a little bit of a lull the past couple of games, a couple of bad breaks with some of with the way some of these has gone. But you look at the body of work overall, you're on the cusp of the MIAA tournament. You've really seen this program take huge steps these last 2 years. What's it like from a player's perspective watching this group grow?
It's awesome. I think that aside from just playing better together, which has significantly increased even from the beginning of this season, just both offensively and defensively, we're typically known for holding teams to low point totals, but I think our offense has definitely come alive within the last few weeks, and that as well as just how close we are as a team, I think that has made huge strides for where we're at this point in the season.
Coach Myers talked about finding confidence playing at home. You've gone on the road and played some better basketball earlier in the season, but it seems like playing at Bearcat Arena, the team as a whole has gotten better. You look at that last one against Pittsburgh State with narrowly beating them here at home, a one-point loss in overtime. But what's been different in the second half of the season at Bearcat Arena for Northwest?
I think that a big thing, especially for me, is that you get all these people here that they know you, and that they're all just watching, and it's an exciting atmosphere, but it can add a little bit of pressure for you. And I think that just for a lot of us, it's just coming in the Bearcat and just realizing that we can still play our game, just like a road game, and just kind of thrive off of that, just the cheering and all that.
Last time you played Washburn, you weren't in the lineup. A little bit of a different look for Northwest Missouri State at full strength going against this team that really, right there in the fourth quarter, they knocked down some shots to pull away late. But what does Northwest do to get a win tonight over Washburn?
We just got to be extremely solid on defense. I thought, especially like in the second half and the fourth, we kind of gave up some key plays in the last couple of games. I think just focusing in on playing defense for four quarters, as well as just maintaining our offensive productivity throughout all the game will be super big for us.
Kendi, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Kendi Eaton, Northwest Missouri State senior guard, will take a timeout. Back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or on Facebook. And from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler are proud supporters of Bearcat Athletics and the quality culture that is Northwest Missouri State University. More information on the Compass Dental Group is online at compassdentalgroup.com. Also, from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore inside the Union opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens 1 hour before kickoff on game days. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at provisionliving.com. Also from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More at RogersRx.com. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
This is Bearcat Game Day, underwritten by Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville.
Northwest basketball back home this evening, taking on Washburn in the second meeting with the Ichabods this season. Bearcat head coach Austin Meyer joining us now pregame. And you look back to that game earlier this season, back in January, and the first game without Kendi Eaton, a little bit more put on Mallory as far as having to shoulder the load offensively and kind of get into the lane and find shooters kicking it out. And a little bit stagnant there offensively, but being back at full strength for this basketball game, how does that kind of change the tone for this one going in?
Yeah, we're excited, obviously, to have Kendi this time, and then Kylie, who we haven't had the last three games. This will be one of few that we've had everybody ready to go. So we're just excited to have everybody back out there tonight, and hopefully we can play well. The last time we played here at home, I thought we played really well offensively against Pittsburgh State, and hopefully we can carry that over.
This is a grind right now. You go back to early January, kind of a similar stretch, but four games in 8 days. How's the team respond, and what do you do in practice to lead up to this?
Yeah, you know, it's been a lot of film. You know, we've had to pick our spots, you know, keep our legs fresh, you know, kind of limited on what we can do live. So hopefully, you know, mentally we're ready to go, and we have fresh enough legs that we can come out and compete.
The Ichabods playing a little bit better than the last time we saw them going into that one, too. They won 9 of 13. Last game against Lincoln, Reagan Phelan on fire from deep. Hunter Bentley, obviously, a very good scorer, too. And a pretty tough starting five, top to bottom. What does Northwest have to do to beat Washburn tonight?
Yeah, we're going to have to defend at a high level. You know, they start four guards and pretty balanced scoring. All of them can shoot it. All of them can put it on the floor. They kind of spread you out and run their ball screen stuff. So we're going to have to guard the ball. You know, we're going to have to be there on the catch, take away shots, number one, and then get out in front, not let them get angles, and, you know, keep their guards from getting open looks. It's going to be key.
Senior night here tonight for Northwest Missouri State, Erica Schlosser and Kendi Eaton. Both seniors, a pair of players that you brought in your first year. They've been here for 2 years but have become ingrained in the culture. What's this like for you, seeing two of the first players you recruited now on their way out?
Yeah, no, they've been great for us. You know, kids that we talked about it last night, that we didn't recruit for more than probably 2 weeks. You know, we just gotten the job, and we were calling all over, looking in the transfer portal and calling everywhere. So for them to come to Northwest, trust in us and our staff, you know, a program that you know, obviously hadn't had a ton of success. And I feel like they've come in, they've worked extremely hard. You know, they've been two of our hardest workers the last 2 years, always in the gym, always trying to get better. And we're just confident that they're going to take a lot of pride in what they've done from a foundation standpoint and getting our culture to where it is now. And hopefully we can send them out on a high note.
It kind of feels like it was a good tone setter bringing them in, too, as far as the grittiness and the toughness that both Schlosser and Eaton bring in.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Erica had played some Division I basketball, has a really good feel for the game, obviously top 10 in the league in assists. And then Kendi, yeah, she's just tough, competitive, hard-nosed. And obviously she's dealt with some injuries this year and throughout her career, so would have liked to see what she was like healthy her whole career. But nonetheless, she still had a really good 2 years and has really helped our program.
And with what she's battled through, too, it looks like the last couple of games, she's getting stronger? Is she feeling a little bit better now with what she's been dealing with?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Kelly's done a great job of kind of keeping her out when we need to keep her out of practices and live stuff. But I think she's more herself lately, and hopefully you know, she can end it here in a good one tonight. She's doing a much better job of getting downhill, getting paint. I think she's playing with more confidence. You know, part of it with her is she's in the gym so much with Coach Houston and getting better and working on her game that when she can't do that, that's at times where she gets out of rhythm. So she's been able to get in the gym more outside of practice when maybe she's not doing as much in practice, and you know, she's been much better.
Final regular season game, still a lot in the line on the Bearcats trying to get to the MIAA tournament. Is it still just the process, one game at a time, and you're not kind of thinking about what the big picture is right now?
Yeah, just come out and play hard, play with a lot of energy, get back to defending how we do. I just don't feel like we've been ourselves defensively the last few games. You know, I think part of it is when you struggle so much offensively at times, it does soften up your defense. But we just got to come out and compete, guard the ball, be hard-nosed, play with a lot of confidence, and see what happens.
Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck tonight.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State head coach, will take a timeout and be back with their starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years. The entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and has 4 locations in St. Joseph. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park, the park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at mazingolake.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 20 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Also from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services in St. Joseph, Maryville, and Albany. For more information, visit mosaiclifecare.org/sports.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provides patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville, celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. National Investors provides classes on legal documents and 401k alternatives. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
This is Bearcat Game Day, underwritten by Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball getting set to take on Washburn. Let's bring you the starting lineups for tonight's game. And starting lineups brought to you by Planet Sub in Maryville on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/planetsubmaryville.
for the Bearcats at 11-16 overall and 6-12 in the MIAA. The same starting lineup we've seen for the past three or four games out of the Cats. Kendi Eaton, a 5'6" senior out of Mound City, Missouri, coming off a 16-point outing against Missouri Western. Erica Schlosser, a 5'9" senior out of Apple Valley, Minnesota, averaging 6.5 points and 3.5 assists per game. Mallory McConkey, a 5'9" junior from Guilford, Missouri, averaging 13 points, 4.5 rebounds per contest for the Bearcats. Also, Jana Green, a 6-foot freshman out of Omaha, Nebraska. She's averaging 4.2 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. And Peyton Rao rounding out the starting five for the Bearcats, a 6'2" freshman from Des Moines, Iowa, averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds per game. On the other side for Washburn at 16-10 overall, 10-7 in the MIAA, a senior Shelby Piggy, a senior Reagan Phelan, a senior Alexis McAfee, junior Hunter Bentley, and a senior in Haley Thompson. The Ichabods come in led by head coach Ron McHenry in his 20th season as the head coach, a career record of 462-150, and in the MIAA, 271-105. Getting set for the national anthem here from Bearcat Arena, followed by our senior night festivities. We'll take a timeout and be back with the opening tip right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services in St. Joseph, Maryville, and Albany. For more information, mosaiclifecare.org/sports. And from East Hills Shopping Center, now offering retail space for small startups, seasonal businesses, and beyond. Located behind Topsy's Popcorn and Pronto Cafe, the River is open today. For more information, shopeasthills.com. Support also comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com. Also from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Bullseye Trading with three stores in Maryville, Bethany, and St. Joseph, Bullseye supplies a wide range of guns, ammo, and scopes, and a gun range at the St. Joseph location. For more information, 660-241-5013 or on Facebook. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as material and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. Also, from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
This is Bearcat Game Day, underwritten by Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville.
Well, back inside Bearcat Arena, going through the senior night ceremonies here from Northwest Missouri State University as Bearcat women's basketball seniors Kendi Eaton and Erica Schlosser being honored at midcourt, along with a pair of student assistants for Northwest. And John Coff, we kind of mentioned a little bit earlier, but really these are a pair of players that stepped in and have been selfless about what they've done here at Northwest Missouri State and just doing their best to make this program as best as it could possibly be.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, again, they're going to be on the ground floor. It's something special that Coach Austin Meyer and assistant coach Adai Houston are building here at Northwest. And I think when they look back at their career, they can look back at a lot of pride. They were part of the ground floor of a very good program here, and they played very well this season. Of course, Kendi missing a little bit of time with that knee injury, but she's put together a very good senior season. And Erica Schlosser has really been consistent in her years here at Northwest Missouri State and made some solid contributions to the success this Bearcat program has had.
Erica currently 10th in the MIAA in assists per game with about 3.3 per contest. And also they announced that Kendi Eaton, a career free throw percentage here at Northwest Missouri State of 91.5%. She's now the new program leader in that, and really just you know, little things of what they do. And, you know, Kendi's come out and also been the leading scorer for the Bearcats over the past couple seasons. We see Erica consistently fill up that stat line all the way across the board. So it's been fun watching these two and really have a good impact on these younger players, because this was a big freshman class that Coach Meyer brought in prior to the season. And this is a chance for them to learn from these seniors and really continue to build on what they've established.
You know, you can talk a lot about the stats and the things that they've done on the court, but just when you get right down to it, they've just been good teammates all the way around, just showing this team how to win and how to just be very good basketball players on and off the court.
Now time for the national anthem here, performed by the Northwest Pep Band. Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Pep Band performing the national anthem here from Bearcat Arena as Northwest Missouri State University getting set to take on Washburn Senior Night here on the Northwest campus. It is also the regular season finale. Both teams will get set for the MIAA tournament after this one wraps up, as Northwest still trying to punch their ticket with a win or a Newman loss this evening. Well, we have a moment. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Starting lineups being announced right now for Washburn. Now, Northwest Missouri State starters getting set to come in and get announced in front of this home crowd. And, you know, John, we look at the past couple of games. The Bearcats have struggled with some of the best post players in the conference. You look at what they had to go against Missouri Western. Prior to that, a couple of games against Missouri Southern, a couple 6'3" players, a 6'2" player coming off the bench as well. But against Pittsburgh State just last Saturday, and then the prior Saturday before that, you know, Athena Alvarado is a really good player in the paint, but doesn't have quite that same size, isn't quite as dominating. The Bearcats really did a nice job in that basketball game, had a chance to win it late. Not quite the same size here for Washburn. Hunter Bentley is a very good player, gets after him on the glass really hard. But Northwest not being outsized in this basketball game, a good chance for them to come in and match up well with the Ichabods.
Yeah, I think it is a very good matchup for Northwest. And when you look at Washburn's lineup, they're really a strong post player away from being a very good basketball team. I think that's the one area that's perhaps hurt them in this season in putting together an excellent season. They've had a good season at this point already, of course, coming in with that winning record. As can they come in with a 16-10 overall record, 10-7 mark in the MIAA, but really the one thing that's kept them out of being in maybe the top three or four teams in the conference right now is just lack of play in the post. So hopefully Northwest can come out, take advantage of that. They've been getting some decent play inside as well. Peyton Monroe has really done a good job inside as a freshman and continues to develop in that particular position. We've seen Ellie Horn come off the bench and contribute as well. And then they can cause some matchup problems when Janie Green goes in and plays some post spots. So hopefully Northwest can look at that type of matchup tonight and take advantage of that and see what they can do here against it is a very good Washburn team, but I think, as you say, there's some matchups that could be in the Bearcats' favor tonight.
It's going to be Rao for Northwest, Thompson for Washburn going at it at midcourt, and we are underway, the Bearcats and the Ichabods, as Rao wins the opening tip, gets it out to McConkie. She'll walk across midcourt. Northwest going left to right as we are underway from Bearcat Arena. The Bearcats 11-16 overall, 6-12 in the MIAA. Washburn 16-10 overall and 10-7 in the MIAA. Green with it, right wing. She'll drive in, guarded by Phelan. Gets down to the right block. Pass across the lane goes to Peyton Rao. A couple dribbles underneath the bucket. Double teams comes over, and it's knocked out of bounds off of Phelan with 6 seconds on the shot clock. First meeting between these two teams went the way of Washburn. A 59-43 win in Topeka, Kansas. The Bearcats playing that one, though, without Kendi Eaton. As Schlosser embedding on the sideline, looking for some help, floats it into the post for Peyton Rao, dribbling with that left hand, gets into the paint, goes up off the glass with the left hand. It's no good. Phelan pulls down the rebound for Washburn. Pulls up at the top of the key, backs out now, picked up by Kendi Eaton defensively. Phelan, a couple dribbles to her left, now goes to Bentley. Bentley inside for Thompson, falling away, jumper no good. Right there is McAfee, scoops up the rebound off the glass, no. It goes out of bounds off of Thompson and back to Northwest. One thing Washburn does well, get after it on the offensive glass, averaging about 11 O-boards per game. They get one there, couldn't capitalize, and we're still scoreless as Schlosser comes across midcourt for Northwest. Gives it between the circles for McConkie, knocked away by McAfee. McConkie regains it, now goes into the corner for Eaton. Eaton on the drive to the free throw line. Back out to Schlosser, into the corner now for McConkie, driving right of the baseline, out to Schlosser, three-pointer right wing. That one left short by the senior, it goes out of bounds, and will go back to Washburn. That was one thing about that game in Topeka. The Bearcats struggled to shoot, but still down just 8 points heading into the fourth quarter. And really it was five until Haley Thompson put up a half-court heave at the buzzer of the third quarter to give Washburn that eight-point lead. Ichabod's with the basketball. Piggy gets into the paint. Off the glass over the top of Rao. It's good. Shelby Piggy, the Washburn leading scorer, 13.2 points per game. And just as Schlosser's bringing this one across midcourt, Haley Thompson goes down hard. Just as she was reaching the perimeter, the post player was heading into the paint to get back defensively. She's got a large brace on that right knee, and she went to the ground and now is holding onto that knee in quite a bit of pain. A trainer comes out, as well as Washburn head coach Ron McHenry. They'll help her up and hopefully just a slight tweak there and nothing serious as she'll limp off the floor.
Yeah, it really looked like just coming back down the floor to play some defense and perhaps just made a little bit of a move wrong and had to go down to the floor there. And she comes over to the sideline again, walking a little gingerly but under her own power, so that's hopefully good news for her.
Macy Devley checks in for her, a 5'11" freshman from Hanover, Kansas. Northwest with the basketball. As Schlosser has it, left wing, guarded by Phelan. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now near midcourt it goes for Green. Right wing now to McConkie. McConkie down to the baseline and called for the push-off. It was McAfee cutting her off on the baseline. And McConkie called for the offensive foul as Stillman will check in now for Rao.
Both teams right now going with a pretty small lineup.
Still the early goings of this one. Washburn in Northwest, a 2-0 lead for the Ichabods. 8:07 to play in the first quarter. Right wing Phelan with it, dribbling with her left hand. Now starts to attack with her right, gets down to the right block. She is bumped and fouled by Stillman. And a couple free throws on the way for Reagan Phelan, a 5'6" senior from Holyrod, Kansas. Coming off a 23-point outing against Lincoln, she was 6 of 7 from three-point range in that one. And a 75% free throw shooter steps to the line. She misses the first. Washburn currently 8th in the MIAA standings. There is a potential if Northwest wins this basketball game, these two teams could face each other once again on Wednesday in the first round of the MIAA tournament. As Phelan 1 of 2 at the line, a 3-0 lead for Washburn. Eaton with it on the attack for the Bearcats, gets to the left elbow. Now they go into the corner for McConkie. McConkie out to Stillman, right side it goes now, Schlosser. Schlosser gets to the free throw line, into the corner, Janie Green. The three-pointer from the freshman is no good, and Phelan there for another rebound for Washburn. Quickly up the floor, it goes to McAfee. McAfee cut off on the baseline by McConkie. Works her way into the paint. Left-hand layup is good.
Alexis McAfee.
And McAfee opens us up to a five-point Washburn lead. Cats looking for their first points. Pull-up jumper on the way from Eaton just beyond the free throw line is no good. The rebound comes down to Hunter Bentley. Now quickly ahead it goes for Debley. Debley down the left block. Layup no good. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it goes off of Debley as Washburn trying to race back down the floor and get a quick transition bucket.
And that's been one of the strengths for this Washburn team through the years. under Coach McHenry. He really likes to take advantage of getting the team in transition and getting points quickly. And that's when they've really been at the top of the conference. They've been really strong on taking advantage of opponents' mistakes and turning them into the points quickly the other direction.
Rao checks in for Green and Haley Thompson. We saw go down. Looked like she tweaked her knee. She is back into the game. Checks in for Debley. Northwest with the basketball. 6:54 to play here in the first quarter. Rao now gets it on the left block. Spins, faces up on Thompson. She is bumped and fouled, and Rao will get to the free throw line.
Washburn foul, number 31, Haley Thompson. Her first, team's first.
We'll see. Jalen Hager check in for the first time this afternoon, as well as Kylie Coleman. Kylie back against Pittsburgh State in Pittsburgh, Kansas, whenever those two teams played on February 15th. Hit her head on the floor late in that basketball game. The Bearcats keeping her out just precautionary reasons, making sure she gets back to 100% and getting her first action since that game in mid-February. First free throw from Rao, no good. One more on the way, and she hits it.
Having Kylie come off the bench, it's something I think that they've been missing here the last few games with her out. It's just that energy she brings when she gets out on the floor. So hopefully she can get back to that type of play that she had before the injury.
McAfee off a screen from Thompson, gets into the paint. Kick out goes to Phelan. 15 on the shot clock for Washburn. Phelan takes a screen from Thompson to her left. Now into the corner for Bentley. Bentley driving the baseline left side. And she stepped on the baseline. A turnover on Washburn. That will be number one on the Ichabods.
Stidman doing a good job defensively, forcing her toward the baseline and forcing her into that turnover.
Cats down by 4, 5-1, 6:20 to play here in the opening quarter from Maryville. Left wing, McConkey with it, guarded by McAfee. Steps back, now goes between the circles. Stillman, right side now for Coleman. Coleman dribbles into the right corner. They swing it around top of the key for Peyton Rao. Rao dribbles over to the left wing, now gives it into the corner for Haggard. 5 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Now to Rao, double team comes over, stolen away by McAfee. McAfee across midcourt, speeding down the floor, gets into the paint, left-hand layup off the glass, rattles home.
Alexis McAfee's
second bucket of the game. And a 7-1 Washburn lead. As Haggard handling it now for Northwest, goes to the right wing for McConkey. Trying to back in on McAfee. And Bentley comes over, knocks it loose, dives to the floor, gets it into the hands of Phelan. Phelan speeds up the floor, all the way down, right side of the lane, pulls up into the paint. It goes for Thompson. Thompson fouled by Stillman. That is number two on Mia coming up. And that will get Haley to the free throw line. And that will get Jana Green back into the basketball game as well, as Mia actually fouled out against Missouri Western on Tuesday. Played just 18 minutes in that game and heading to the bench with fouls already. Schlosser back in for McConkey as Thompson steps to the line, a 75% free throw shooter on the season. Sinks the first. One more on the way for Haley Thompson, a 6-foot senior out of Holton, Kansas. And she makes both. Washburn in front now, 9-1. Bearcats still looking for their first field goal of the basketball game. Only point coming on a Peyton Rao free throw. As Coleman with it, right wing. Now goes back left side for Schlosser. Erica on the drive, cut off there by Piggy. Top of the key it goes now for Kylie Coleman. Coleman dribbling left, pulls up just inside the elbow, bounce pass, back door to a cutting Jalen Haggard. She is fouled by Phelan, and that will get Jalen Haggard to the free throw line.
Nice cut to the bucket by Haggard. Just unfortunately got fouled as she was trying to go get that ball and go up with a shot, but now she gets to the free throw line. Maybe an opportunity to make up those points there, but right idea getting a nice cut to the bucket.
Two free throws on the way for Haggard, a 95% free throw shooter on the season, 19 of 20 at the line. She had 14 points against Missouri Western, including 4 of 7 from three-point range in that game on Tuesday. She hits the front of the rim for this first free throw. 5:04 to play in the first quarter. Northwest down 9-1. Second free throw rattles around, no good, and the rebound comes down to Piggy. She'll give it to Phelan. Phelan across midcourt, dribbles up toward the right wing, goes into the post for Thompson. One dribble right hand, hands it off now for McAfee. McAfee into the paint, picks up her dribble, looking for some help. Goes between the circles now for Piggy. Piggy dribbling right. Now turns the corner, gets down to the block. Bounce pass inside for Thompson. Knocked away by Eaton into the hands of Haggard. And now right back to Kendi as she speeds up the middle of the floor. Picked up on defense by Bentley. Thought about a three-pointer. It goes inside to Rao. Now right wing to Schlosser. Schlosser back left for Eaton. Kendi gives a head fake into the paint. And back out to Schlosser. 12 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Erklet starts to drive. Step back. Three-pointer on the way. It's good. Schlosser sinks the three-pointer. Northwest now down 9-4. First field goal of the game for the Bearcats. Just a two-possession game as Phelan turns the corner. Gets to the left block. Shot blocked away by Rao. Washburn regains control of it. Piggy left wing three-pointer on the way. No good. And Janie Green skying for the rebound for Northwest. Quickly up the left sideline now for Erica Schlosser. Hit a three-pointer. Last possession for the Bearcats. Left wing now for Haggard. Haggard goes inside for Peyton Rao, trying to back down Haley Thompson. Into the paint. Goes up. Left hand off the glass. Rattles home. 9-6 now. Bearcats trailing just three with 3:30 to play in the first quarter. McAfee on the drive. Gets to the free throw line. Gives it to Bentley. And Bentley back out to Phelan. She hands it off now for McAfee. Back to Phelan. It's knocked away by Eaton. Phelan dives on the floor after it. Gives it to Piggy. Left corner. She spins into the paint. Ball is loose. And a whistle coming up. And a foul will be on Peyton Rao. And Coach Meyer looking for an explanation on that one, as this will result in free throws for the Ichabods. But 3:12 remaining in the first quarter. We have a timeout on the floor. Northwest trailing 9-6. We'll take a 90-second timeout. Back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. Warrant 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at provisionliving.com.
Support for today's game comes from William Coy's farm-to-table restaurant at Mazingo Lake. William Coy serves a variety of entrees from steaks to pastas with locally sourced produce and proteins from Missouri and Kansas farms. The brunch, lunch, and dinner menus are available online at williamcoys.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Electric Cooperative, who is committed to serving Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa residents with reliable and affordable power. For all electrical services, UECI.COOP.
Piggy steps to the free throw line for Washburn. 3:12 remaining in the first quarter. Northwest down 9-6. It was a 9-1 lead for Washburn. A three-pointer, though, from Schlosser. A layup from Rao got them back within three. Now Piggy's free throw rattles around, hits the back of the rim, and rolls in.
As tough as the start as it's been offensively, and Northwest right in this game.
One more for Piggy, a senior from Kansas City, Missouri. High school basketball at Bishop Miege. Went to Austin Peay before transferring to Washburn. One of two at the line, so a 10-6 lead for the Ichabods. Kylie Coleman controlling it for Northwest. Gets down to the right baseline. Pulls up. Now out to McConkie. And they swing it around to Stillman, top of the key. Now left side to Eaton. Guarded by McAfee. Gives it back to McConkie. Now right side to Schlosser. Erica scoops the pass over to McConkie. Trying to drive in on Phelan. Back out to Schlosser. Three-pointer on the way. Back of the rim, no good. Fighting for that rebound is Eaton. Tipped away, though, and picked up by Piggy up the right sideline. Shelby Piggy slowed up by Erica Schlosser. Now to Bentley between the circles. Now Phelan will set up the offense for Washburn with 2.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Right side, Debley back to Bentley, top of the key. Right side, Piggy looks in for Debley. Now she'll drive right, spins, gets to the paint, knocked away by Schlosser. They're going to say she traveled. A turnover on Washburn. Gets it back to Northwest, and Piggy now will check out as Maya Castaneda checks in.
Both teams a little bit sluggish offensively. Washburn 3 of 8 from the field. Northwest 2 of 7. A 10-6 lead for the Ichabods with 2:14 remaining in the first quarter. Right wing Coleman goes into the corner now for McConkey. Starts to drive baseline. Knocked out of bounds by Bentley. So we'll stay with Northwest. 16 seconds on the shot clock. So it will be Schlosser inbounding baseline right with Phelan guarding the ball. She gets it into the right corner for McConkey, guarded by Bentley. Into the paint, now into the left corner for Schlosser. They swing it around top of the key. It goes for Eaton. Eaton, one dribble off a screen from Stillman. Three-pointer on the way around the rim, no good. Phelan pulls down the board. Reagan Phelan dribbles down to the left wing, slows up. Back between the circles it goes for Bentley. Bentley gives it off to Castaneda. Into the paint, goes up, left hand, and it's knocked away out of bounds by Erica Schlosser with 17 on the shot clock.
Nice play defensively by Erica. Getting a chance to knock that ball away before the shot was being able to be put up.
Phelan inbounding baseline left for Washburn. It comes into McAfee. And she'll dribble out near midcourt, call out the play, and go right side for Castaneda. Castaneda one dribble, goes to Bentley, top of the key. Dribbling left, gets down into the paint, goes up off the glass and lays it in with 3 seconds on the shot clock. Bentley's first points of the game. She had 14 in their first meeting. Or check that, 14 against Washburn, 16 in their first meeting against Northwest as Hager, three-pointer left wing is short. The rebound comes down to Castaneda. 1:10 to play in the opening quarter. 12-6 lead for Washburn. Castaneda, three-pointer blocked away by Schlosser. Falls into the hands of Stillman. Quick outlet to Haggard as she cuts the middle of the floor. Slows up, now gives it to Stillman. Left wing for Coleman. Coleman driving into the paint. Kick out Schlosser, three-pointer right wing on the way. Rattles around, no good. That one halfway down, popped out, and the rebound comes down to Phelan. Phelan going all the way. Passes across the lane, into the hands of Bentley, and Hunter Bentley lays it in. A 14-6 lead now for the Ichabods as Northwest had it cut to 3 at 9-6. 5 straight points for Washburn as Haggard has it knocked away by McAfee. Saved inbounds by Phelan right to McAfee. She'll bring up the floor and hand it off for Bentley. Bentley gets the left elbow, backs out. Now we'll give it to Phelan. 19 seconds remaining in the first quarter. An 8-point lead for Washburn. As Bentley with it now. Drives, gets in, right block, layup is good. Bentley now 6 points in the first quarter, all coming in the last couple minutes. As Schlosser pulls up at half court, her heave is short. And Washburn will take a 16-6 lead into the second quarter. Bearcat basketball here from Bearcat Arena on the Northwest Missouri State campus. We'll take a 90-second timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on locations is at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Mosaic, providing orthopedics and sports medicine services with care from family care doctors and other specialists. For more information, visit mymosaiclifecare.org/sports.
Support for the Bearcats comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Washburn basketball to start this second quarter of action from Bearcat Arena with John Coffey on Matt Tritton. Castaneda dribbling top of the key, goes left side for Bentley, starts to drive, cut off, and now we'll give it up for Hannah Willie.
Out to Katie Glatzik. Glatzik on the drive, gets down to the baseline. Tough layup, no good. And they're going to call the foul on Jayna Green as she bumped her with the body. That will send Glatzik to the free throw line. First personal foul on Jayna Green, the first team foul of this second quarter on the Bearcats. Glatzik, a 5-foot, 7-inch redshirt freshman out of Centralia, Kansas, has played in 19 games this year, made two starts, one of those against Northwest as Coach Ron McHenry trying to change things up a bit. Glatzik banks in the first free throw, her first attempt of the season. Only averages about 5 minutes per game. Second free throw is good. 18-6 is the lead for Washburn. A 9-0 run right now for the Ichabods as Eaton walks it up for Northwest. Goes left side for Schlosser. Schlosser off a screen from McConkie. To Eaton. Eaton on the drive. Gets it out to Schlosser. Tipped away by Bentley. Erica tracks it down near midcourt. 10 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Right side for Haggard. Into the corner for Green. Green drives baseline. Gets the pass back out to McConkie. McConkie, a couple dribbles. Jumper on the way. Off the rim and no good. And the rebound comes down to Willie. Over to Glatzik. Glatzik runs up the floor. Gets to the baseline. Back out to Castaneda. Castaneda, right wing, it goes to Glatzik, guarded by Jalen Haggard. Left side now, Hannah Willie, into the hands of Hunter Bentley. Bentley on the drive, gets the free throw line, back out to Castaneda. Three-pointer on the way is good. Maya Castaneda drills it from long range. 21-6 is the Washburn lead. As McConkie dribbling near midcourt, slowly walks it up, brings it toward the left wing. Schlosser right back to McConkie now. Guarded by Castaneda. Dribbles her way in. Gets to the right block. Picks up her dribble. Back out to Schlosser. 7 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Schlosser on the drive. Goes up. Off the glass. No good. Some contact. No foul. And Glatzik pushing it up the floor. Knocked away from behind by Schlosser. She still finds a way to bump it ahead and get it to Hannah Willie. And Willie lays it in.
That run now up to 14 now. As Washburn's outscored the Bearcats 14-0.
Eaton on the drive, gets into the paint, picks up her dribble, pass into the corner, goes to Schlosser. Now back top of the key, it goes for Eaton. Eaton on the drive, gets into the paint. Floater no good, and the rebound comes down for Debley of Washburn. Debley between the circles with it. Gets the ball to Glatzik. Glatzik calls out the play. Now left side to Castaneda. Back between the circles, into the hands of Bentley. Bentley now goes to Willie. Willie back inside for Bentley. 5 on the shot clock, spins right off the glass. No good. Eaton there to scoop up the rebound. Kendi rushing up the floor. Throws it to the left wing for McConkie. Mallory drives baseline. Lost control of it. Still gets it into the corner for Green. Three-pointer on the way is good. Jayna Green stops the skid. Her first points of the game. 23-9 is the Washburn lead now. The Ichabods with a young lineup out there. Glatzik's a redshirt freshman. Also, Debley, a freshman out there, as well as Willie as a Northwest with the steal. Quickly head to Haggard. Haggard backs out, takes the long jumper, no good, and Glatzik pulls down the rebound. And a timeout for Ron McHenry, head coach for Washburn. 6:35 remaining here in the first half. Northwest down 23-9. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from The Student Body, screen printing and embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com.
Washburn basketball, 23-9 is the lead for the Ichabods, 6:33 remaining in the first half. Northwest also watching that Newman game. If the Jets lose, the Bearcats in the MIAA tournament automatically, as Phelan puts up the layup, it is no good. Right now, 24-12 lead for UNK over Newman. As Eaton on the drive, but she walked with it before she took off and dribbled. Northwest turns it over. Fifth giveaway of the first half for the Bearcats. As Phelan slowly walks across midcourt for the Ichabods. Now to Thompson. Gives it back to Phelan. Phelan gets the free throw line, floats a pass to a cutting Thompson. It's too long and out of bounds. Each team now with five turnovers apiece in this first half.
Not exactly the sharpest half for either team at this particular point, taking care of the basketball. In Northwest, really for the most part this year, has done a good job in that category, but struggling a bit early in this one.
Out near midcourt, Eaton with it. On the attack, left of the lane, pulls up, jumper on the way, off the glass, no good. Haley Thompson pulls down the rebound. Ahead to Phelan. Phelan slows up at the right wing. Now accelerates, gets to the baseline. Pass on the baseline into the corner for McAfee. McAfee has it knocked away by Stillman, picked up by Rao. And Mia will give it to Eaton. She'll bring it across midcourt. Right wing Coleman, three-pointer on the way for Northwest. No good. The rebound comes down to McAfee. McAfee into the paint, open lane, layup good, plus the foul from Stillman. Third personal now on Mia as she came over to help late.
Bearcat foul on number 44, Mia
Stillman. And after starting out just 3 of 8 from the field, Washburn a little bit slow offensively. They've hit 6 of their last 9 shots.
Up now to 53% shooting from the field.
The basket by Alexis McAfee was good.
As Green into the game for Stillman.
Tough foul on Stillman. She just tried to come over as that lane was wide open there. Came over, tried to do something defensively, and unfortunately picked up the foul.
McAfee misses the free throw. The rebound, Haley Thompson. Called for the foul going for that board. And Hayward now will check in for Haggard. Bearcats looking for a spark off the bench. A 5'8" junior from Leavenworth, Kansas checks into the game for Northwest. Eaton up the left sideline for the Bearcats. Gets to the top of the key. Right side now it goes for Hayward. Hayward off a screen from Green. Gives it back to Janie Green. Now inside Peyton Rao. Rao working on Debley. Goes up and she is fouled. We'll see Peyton get to the free throw line. Rao 3 points so far for Northwest. 1 of 2 at the line. As Schlosser back in. Northwest down 25-9, 5 minutes to play here in this opening half of basketball. First free throw on the way from Rao. That one's short, no good. And while we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Peyton goes 1 of 2 at the line. Northwest down 25-10. First half against Washburn. Phelan gives it to Bentley. Now inside for Debley. Guarded by Peyton Rao. Trying to back down on her. Rao steps in. Gets the block shot. Going out of bounds. Can't quite save it in bounds. But another block there for Peyton. That is her second block shot of the basketball game and 21st of the season. As McConkie back into the game for Green. 12 seconds on the shot clock for Washburn. Phelan set to inbound baseline right. Gets it into McAfee on the wing. Look to the three-pointer. Couple dribbles in. Now folds a pass inside for Debley. Up with the left hand. It's good.
Macy Debley.
The freshman lays it in, averaging 2 points per game.
gets two right there. McConkey on the drive. Gets to the block, trying to back in on Bentley. Turnaround jumper on the way. Rattles home.
Mallory McConkey!
McConkey's first bucket of the day. 27-12 is the lead now for Washburn. 4-12 to play in the opening half. Debley, top of the key. Now right side it goes to Phelan. Into the hands of McAfee. McAfee starts to drive, gets to the free throw line. Back out to Phelan. Three-pointer on the way is good.
Reagan, Phelan.
Phelan now with 4 points, a 40% three-point shooter. Drills that one to make this an 18-point lead for the Ichabods. Has McConkey, top of the key. Starts to drive. Nearly lost it. Gets it into the corner for Eaton. Three-pointer on the way from Kindy. No good. Knocked away. Phelan trying to track it down. She saves it in bounds. No, they're going to say she was on the line. A nice effort by Phelan, diving into the seats on that far sideline. Couldn't keep it in bounds, and Northwest will get it back.
And good hustle, but hopefully Northwest now can get an opportunity to set up an offensive play here and get something rolling here.
Cats with five guards on the floor as Rao checks out. Haggard back into the game for Northwest. Hayward inbounds it to Jalen. Now top of the key it goes for Schlosser. Dribbling left, gets it to the wing for Hayward. Back into the corner now for Erica. And up top, Hayward around to McConkey. Now right wing goes to Haggard. Haggard, pull-up jumper on the way. Feet on the line. Not a three-pointer, but no good anyway. The rebound comes down to Piggy. Piggy ahead to McAfee. McAfee into the paint. Picks it up. Spins. Faces the bucket. Floats a pass inside for a deadly reverse layup. No good. It is loose. Bentley able to track down the rebound. She is trapped there by Hayward and McConkey. Gets it out to Phelan. Three-pointer on the way. He's good. Northwest, a lot of white jerseys underneath the bucket trying to get that rebound. Couldn't secure it. And that left Phelan open for the three. It's McConkey trying to back in on Debley now. Gets to the baseline. Bounce pass out to Hayward. Hayward looked at a three-pointer. She'll start to drive. Out to Schlosser, right wing. Erica into the paint. Goes up left hand. Can't get it to fall, but a long rebound to Schlosser. Top of the key. Eaton three-pointer on the way. He's good. Northwest needed that one, trying to turn the tide here in Bearcat Arena. Now a 33-15 lead for the Ichabods. First bucket of the night for Kindy. And Phelan on the drive, goes up, right hand, good. Quick move to get into the paint and lay that one in.
Second time we've seen a play similar to that by Washburn that's resulted in an easy bucket.
Conkey guarded by Debley. Drives in, gets to the left block, turnaround jumper off the glass is good. Couple good back-to-back offensive possessions for the Bearcats, still trailing 35-17. Piggy left wing, guarded by Haggard. Tries to turn the corner, gets into the paint, goes up. Tough layup, right hand, and somehow got that one to go. Northwest trailing 37-17, 1:33 to play in the first half as Eaton gets down to the left block, bumped and fouled on the floor. And this one will come up on McAfee.
15, Alexis McAfee.
Third team foul this quarter on Washburn. As Coleman checks in now for Eaton.
Ichabods 12, Hannah Willie.
22 seconds on the shot clock for the Bearcats as Eaton gets this one into the corner for Hayward. Guarded by Willie. Double team comes down with Piggy. She gets it out to Haggard, but first she walked with it. A travel on Northwest. And Washburn gets it back with 1:23 remaining in the first half. Phelan across the timeline as Washburn now shooting 58% from the field for this game. Piggy into the paint. The floater no good. McConkey fighting with Piggy for that rebound. And we have a jump ball with possession arrow going back to Northwest. It's Haggard up the middle of the floor for Northwest across the timeline. Hands it off now top of the key for McConkey. Back between the circles now for Hayward. Hayward dribbling right. Back left it goes for McConkey. 15 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Now Schlosser trying to back in on Phelan. Double team comes over with it. Willie, top of the key. Three-pointer. Hayward no good. And the rebound comes down to McAfee. Phelan now. Shovel pass off to Bentley. Bentley out to McAfee as it knocked loose. On the ground after it is Kylie Coleman. Coleman gives it off to Schlosser. 30 seconds to play here in the opening half of action from Bearcat Arena. Coleman, right wing. Three-pointer on the way over Phelan. Front of the rim, no good. And Bentley fighting for that rebound with Hayward. The personal foul coming up on Zoe Hayward. Just a 13 foul on Northwest. And Green now will check in for Hayward. 22.1 remaining. Washburn with the basketball. The shot clock is off. So Phelan will walk this one up just across midcourt. And wait until 10 seconds comes up before Washburn starts to move. 37-17 lead right now for Washburn as Debley has it right wing, tries to find a cutting Bentley. Bentley with it, reverse layup on the way is good. And the first half comes to a close. Washburn in front, 37-17. Bearcats head to the locker room. Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet for Mohawk and Shaw as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Cast down 37-17 here at the break. We'll take a timeout. Back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from El Nopal Mexican Restaurant on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, El Nopal opens daily at 11 a.m. with carryout orders now available at the drive-thru window. To view the full menu and daily lunch specials online, visit elnopal5.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens 1 hour before kickoff on game days. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
At halftime, 39-17, Northwest Missouri State trailing Washburn. With John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton. Our studio engineer for today's basketball game is Will Linder. Our halftime show brought to you by Mill & Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill & Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. John Coffey, tough half overall for the Bearcats. Just not much going down offensively in Washburn. Start a little bit slow, 3 of 8 from the field to start, but they have hit just about everything else they've thrown up since then.
Yeah, and they've been able to get some drive to the bucket for some layups inside to go along with some shooting outside, 3 of 4 on three-pointers in the half, but they're shooting 58% overall in Northwest, 6 of 25 from the field, and one area that they have really struggled in tonight, 3 of 13 on three-point attempts, and if we could have got a few of those to drop in the first half, really would have made a huge difference. And another area that you were pointing out there during the break, too, Matt, Northwest struggling on the boards, being out rebounded 22-10.
Things not going the Bearcats' way, but a whole another half left to go for Coach Meyer and his club to come out and turn things around here against the Ichabods this evening. Coming up after this one, we have the men's basketball game, also the regular season finale on the men's side. We'll be joined by assistant coach Zach Schneider. That's coming up in 1 minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHopeLCC.org. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body, screen printing and embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Back inside Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State women's basketball trailing Washburn 39-17 here at halftime. The men's game to follow at approximately 7:30 this evening. Assistant coach for the men's basketball team, Zach Schneider, joining us here. And Zach, that had to feel pretty good on Tuesday night going into a rival's home. They had a packed house in anticipating that basketball game where they've been so good all season. He kind of just came out and dismantled Missouri Western in that game.
Yeah, that was a really phenomenal feeling, to be honest. And obviously a rivalry game, first of all, makes it that much better. But just the fact that they had promoted the winning streak and the success, which I would do if I were in that position too. But, you know, it just kind of irked us the wrong way and give us a little extra motivation to head into the game, which if you give us a little extra motivation, usually things don't tend to work out well for you.
You know, whenever we're here at Bearcat Arena, it always fills up. When you go on the road, there's always little factions of Northwest Missouri State fans you don't expect, even in the farthest of road trips. But, man, in St. Joe, you know there's going to be 1,000 to 1,500 fans in the field house just for Northwest. And so it was cool to see not only that place packed, but so much green there too.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. And obviously we'll see that same thing down in Kansas City. That's one of our favorite places to play, St. Joe. We obviously always open the season down there with two games in the Smallage College Basketball Hall of Fame and then the Hilliard Classic. So pretty familiar with that city, and we draw quite a bit of fans down there. And then Kansas City, like I said, in the conference tournament is just another one of those venues that Bearcat fans travel really well to.
I always thought you were pretty stoic as a player, but I'm seeing a whole lot more emotion on the sidelines from you this year.
Yeah, I mean, last year I picked and choose my spots, and obviously different games bring out different emotions in you, but like we talked about, there's just some things and talk before that whole week leading into the game that kind of irked our entire program. So it was good to come out and play like we did.
Last time around against Washburn, that one in Topeka back in January, a 73-68 win for Northwest in a close game. But that was one where I think Trevor Hudgens only took five shots the entire game. Ryan Hawkins had about 22 at halftime, but didn't score a whole lot after that. And not a great game for Northwest, but one of those that you're like, they didn't play their best. They still find a way to get a win on the road. Still something to build on. What has to be different tonight against the Ichabods?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it in shoot around today. We had just come off a really emotional win against Emporia State. Same situation tonight. Come off a really important win down at Missouri Western. Going to have to get those emotions back up again for this game because they're a really talented team. Have been playing a lot better as of late. Not that they weren't playing great. They've been playing really well all season. They're fourth or fifth in one of the best leagues in Division II and gave us quite a bit of trouble. Offensively, they run a little bit of a dribble drive, not quite as scripted as teams that we've seen, like Northeastern State that run it, but have a really, really good point guard. I mean, really good point guard. He's the key to the game on our defensive scouting report just because he's shooting at such a high level and with such confidence, and he's phenomenal at drawing help, kicking, and getting their shooters wide open as well. So I have to do a really good job on Guyman.
Not only is this the second stretch that you've had in this season separately, but four games in 8 days. But the last time you had four games in 8 days, it also ended against Washburn. And that was that game we're just referring to, and then the emotional one before that against Emporia State. How tough is that this season to have that kind of a schedule and things to break like this, you know, this late into February, getting ready for March?
Yeah, we don't really address it, that it's such a tough stretch. Obviously, everybody knows that. Last year we were coming off a tough game against Missouri Western at home that I believe they had a shot to win it, and then traveled to Washburn, which is tougher. Obviously, we're just staying at home this time and only have to travel 40 minutes home from the Western game. But at this point of the year, you just got to really do a lot of film work and adjust offensively and defensively, things that you can adjust just because you can't go live. Obviously, with four games in 7 days, and then all the rest of our games after this are going to be 3 games in 4 days, so it's going to be similar type of preparation.
MIAA tournament coming up next week, but first, have to take care of Washburn tonight. Zach, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Absolutely. Thanks, Matt.
Zach Schneider, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant coach, joining us here at halftime of the women's game. The Bearcats right now trailing the Ichabods 39-17. A reminder that our halftime show brought to you by Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans. Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. We'll take a timeout and be back with your halftime stats on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you there are no practice fields in farming. More online at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More available in-store or online at pizzaranch.com. Support also comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. And from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com. Support also comes from El Nopal Mexican Restaurant, located on South Main. El Nopal provides Maryville with a wide range of dishes from specialty burritos, fajitas, quesadillas, and more. For the full menu or lunch and drink specials, elnopal5.com. Also from J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Mill and Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon.
Back inside Bearcat Arena in Northwest Missouri State, taking on Washburn this evening. The Bearcats trailing at halftime, 39-17. The Ichabods got the best of the Bearcats on the road last time these two teams met in Topeka, a 59-43 loss for Northwest in Lee Arena. This time around, the Bearcats trailing by 22. Northwest shot 24% from the field in the first half, 6 of 25. 23% from three-point range, 3 of 13. And 2 of 6 at the free throw line. On the other side for the Ichabods, 57.7% from the field, 15 of 26. From three-point range, they were 75%, hitting 3 of 4 and 6 of 9 at the free throw line. Northwest being out-rebounded 22-10. Also 6 turnovers for the Bearcats, 7 for Washburn in that opening half. Individually for Northwest, the Bearcats getting 4 points out of Peyton Rao. Also 4 points coming from Mallory McConkey, and 3 apiece from Kendi Eaton, Jana Green, and Erica Schlosser. On the other side for Washburn, they're being led by Reagan Phelan. She has 9 points on 3 of 6 shooting, 2 of 2 from 3-point range. 8 points coming from Hunter Bentley. She had 16 versus the Bearcats in their first matchup. 5 points coming from Shelby Piggy. Also 3 points from Maya Castaneda, and 2 apiece from Katie Glatzik, Hannah Willey, Macy Debley, and Haley Thompson to round out the scoring for Washburn. Northwest Missouri State trailing 39-17 here at halftime. We will take a break and be back with your third quarter of action on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More information at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. For information on services or upcoming events, facebook.com/Oak Point of Maryville. Support also comes from King City Lumber. Their post frame and all steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com. Also from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is available online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. And from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and has four locations in St. Joseph. Support also comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More at MarryvilleSmiles.com. Also from Bullseye Trading with three stores in Maryville, Bethany, and St. Joseph. Bullseye supplies a wide range of guns, ammo, and scopes, and a gun range at the St. Joseph location. For more info, 660-241-50 or on Facebook.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Mill and Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon.
Back inside Bearcat Arena, Northwest getting set for the second half of action against Washburn. Our halftime show on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you by Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. Northwest down 39-17 here as we're just about set to get this third quarter underway. Washburn with the basketball. On the floor for Northwest, Eaton, Green, McConkie, Rao, and Schlosser. And for Washburn, it is Bentley, Phelan, Thompson, McAfee, and Piggy. And a quick travel coming up on a Piggy. Trying to come off a screen there against Northwest. And the Bearcats will get the ball back. 8 seconds into this third quarter. An early turnover on Washburn. And it's Schlosser bringing the ball up the floor for Northwest. Picked up by Phelan on the left wing. Gets a screen from Rao. Now right side it goes for McConkie. Back to Schlosser. Around to the left side in front of the Northwest bench for Eaton. Eaton into the post for Peyton Rao. Working on Thompson. Bumped and fouled. Can't quite get the shot to go. It rolls off the rim, but Peyton will get to the free throw line. And Northwest down 39-17 as we get this third quarter underway, but the Bearcats not coming out and rolling over in this one. Very invested right away, and as that one goes up and Rao is fouled, the team immediately hopped up trying to will that one to go down. Couldn't quite get a chance at the three-point play, but still a chance for Peyton to knock down a pair of free throws. And for Washburn, we see Sabella Ragosa check in for the first time this evening as the free throw from Rao is good. That was also the third personal foul of the game on Haley Thompson, so the six-foot senior will head to the bench for Washburn. One more for Peyton, and she goes 2 of 2 at the line. Now 6 points to lead the Bearcats in scoring. Long way back, but Northwest just trying to inch their way back into this game. Still early third quarter of action. Washburn with the ball into the right corner for Phelan. Jab step to her right. Now she'll dribble up to the wing. Round to the top of the key. Into the left corner it goes for Piggy. Piggy driving baseline. And she stepped on the end line. Another turnover on Shelby Piggy will send it back to Northwest.
Well, see if Northwest can take advantage of some of the turnovers now that Washburn's been committing. That's one way to get back in this ball game. Just take advantage of the mistakes that's been given them.
Schlosser brings the ball up the floor, gets to the left wing, guarded tightly by Phelan, getting a screen from Peyton Rao. Rao rolls off of it. Now to the left wing it goes for Eaton, back between the circles. Schlosser back on the left sideline for Kindy. Kindy right wing. McConkie thought about a three-pointer. Erica will take it. That one left short, though. It goes out of bounds and back to Washburn. 8:52 remaining in the third quarter. Northwest down 39-19. Phelan to the floor, gives it to Bentley. Left wing now for Piggy. Guarded by Schlosser. She dribbles over toward the right side. Gives it to McAfee. McAfee off a screen. Will hand it now to Bentley. Bentley down to the right block, off the glass and in. Plus she is fouled by Jana Green.
Northwest foul.
Hunter Bentley now.
Green,
with 10 points.
In for Northwest, 45.
As Ellie Horn will check in. Peyton Rao heads to the bench. Green now with two personal fouls. She'll stay out on the floor. And Bentley to the free throw line, a 78% free throw shooter. And she sinks it. 11 points now for Hunter Bentley, a 42-19 lead for Washburn. As Eaton comes across midcourt, picked up there by Shelby Piggy. Eaton gives it to Schlosser, back right side for McConkey. McConkey starts to drive, gets to the free throw line. It's knocked away by Bentley on the ground after it. McAfee gets it ahead to Phelan. Phelan to Piggy, goes up, right block. Layup no good, and a personal foul coming up on Erica Schlosser. Schlosser's flying by, trying to strip that one away. They say she fouled her, and that will send Piggy to the line.
Tough to pick up a foul, but the good part about that is slow down what would have been a pretty easy breakaway layup otherwise.
Schlosser's first personal foul. Free throw on the way from Piggy off the rim, no good. Jenny Green out of the game. Mia Stillman checks back in. She had three personal fouls in that first half. Has Piggy one more at the line. Goes one of two at the free throw line. A 43-19 lead for Washburn. As Eaton, guarded by Piggy, goes left side for Erica Schlosser. Schlosser off a screen from Stillman. Back right side it goes for Kendi Eaton. Eaton dribbling left, jump stop into the paint. Piggy trying to rip that one away from her, and the jump ball called. And the possession will stick with Northwest.
In for the Bearcats, number three.
Hacker now checking in for Schlosser. Jalen, for her career, 196 three-point makes, just six behind Kelly Nelson for first all-time in program history. Still a full another year for Hacker to go. As Eaton on the drive pulls up in the paint. Shot no good, and the rebound comes down for Ragosa. Quickly ahead to a cutting McAfee under the hoop. She gets it right back out to Bentley. Not a good look in transition, so Washburn will take their time and set up their offense. Dribbling left is Phelan. Floats a pass inside for Ragosa. Knocked away by Horn. Picked up by Eaton. Three-on-three break for the Bearcats as Stillman gets it down into the right baseline. Back out to Eaton. Kendi in the drive. Crossover behind her back. Picks up her dribble now. Floats a pass left side for Haggard. Haggard on the drive. On the baseline. Goes up. She is fouled. And we'll see Jalen get to the free throw line. As Coleman set the check back in, 7:19 remaining in the third quarter. Northwest down 43-19.
So we talked about earlier a combination of either a Northwest win or a Newman loss would get the Bearcat women into the MIAA postseason tournament. Looking right now at a pretty close game going on between Nebraska Kearney and Newman. Newman had come back, made it a one-point game, but now trailing 39-33 with about 8:19 left in the third quarter.
Haggard 2 of 2 at the line that trip. Her first points of the game, Northwest down 43-21. As Ragosa top of the key with it. Right side now for Phelan. McAfee trying to post up inside. Phelan dribbles left, gets it into the corner for Bentley. 15 on the shot clock for Washburn. Bentley cuts back left, tries to drive baseline. She's cut off, now out to Piggy. Piggy trying to turn the corner, bounces off her foot, picked up by McConkey. So Washburn turns it over, Northwest trying to capitalize. As Haggard, step back three-pointer, right wing, it's good.
Jalen Haggard!
Jalen with 5 points now. Career three-pointer number 197, and the Bearcats are down by 19. John Coffey, how do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
One bite at a time, that's right.
It's one thing I've learned from you.
Well, that's one thing. Ragosa inside, backs down, layup no good. The ball is loose, picked up though by McAfee, layup on the left side, and she gets it. The Bearcats got the miss, couldn't secure the rebound, and McAfee lays it in. Right wing with it is Coleman, guarded by Phelan. Gets to the free throw line. Now left side for McConkey. Down to the baseline. Trying to work her way in on McAfee. Out to Horn. Right side now, Coleman. Looked at the three-pointer. She drives, gets into the paint, picks up her dribble. Gives it to a cutting Jalen Haggard. Haggard hits the back of the rim, the front of the rim, and falls through. Haggard now 7 points all in this third quarter. Northwest down 45-26. On Tuesday night, Northwest down about 5 minutes left, down by 20. Made that a 9-point game going into the fourth quarter, so the Bearcats looking for a similar barrage. Fight their way back into this game against Washburn. Piggy dribbling right side, trying to drive on McConkey. Gets down to the right block, off the glass, and she lays it in.
She is tough on those drives to the bucket like that.
so quick. Back to a 21-point lead for Washburn. McConkey on the other end trying to drive in herself. Cut off by McAfee. Ragosa comes over with the double team. Turnaround jumper no good. Horn there for the offensive board. Back out to McConkey. Thought about a three-pointer. Starts to drive. It's knocked away by Bentley. And a turnover on the Bearcats. Mia Stillman fouls Bentley in transition. That'll be number four on Mia. And a few subs coming in for the Bearcats as Stillman, Horn, and McConkey head to the bench. Raul Green and Schlosser come back into the game. Maya Castaneda also checks in for Shelby Piggy on Washburn's side. .505 remaining in the third quarter, a 47-26 lead for Washburn. McAfee hands it off for Bentley at the top of the key. She dribbles down toward the right wing. High post it goes now for Debley. Debley pass inside for Bentley, trying to post up Schlosser, and Bentley able to lay it in off the glass. Bentley, just a 5'9" junior, able to work inside and get that one to fall. 49-26 lead for Washburn. Coleman on the drive. Into the paint. Pass across the lane. It goes for Routh. Tipped away. Picked up by Castaneda. Quickly ahead to Bentley. Bentley pull up. Mid-range jumper. Good in transition. Averages 13 a game. She has 15 right now as the inbound pass tipped. Coleman gets on the floor after it. Ahead to Haggard. Now Jalen goes between the circles for Schlosser. Right side now for Coleman as the Bearcats start to run their offense. Kylie dribbles top of the key, hands it off for Schlosser. Erica trying to back down on Bentley. Back out top of the key. Three-pointer on the way from Coleman is good.
Kylie Coleman! 4-3.
3:55 remaining in the third. 51-29 is the Washburn lead as Phelan tripped up as she came down the floor by Coleman. So that'll be team foul number four this quarter on Northwest. And we have a timeout on the floor. 3:51 remaining in the third quarter. 51-29, Northwest trailing Washburn. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376.
Support for the Bearcats comes from East Hills Shopping Center, now offering retail space for small startups, seasonal businesses, and beyond. Located behind Topsy's Popcorn and Pronto Cafe, the river is open today. For more information, visit shopeasthills.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from William Coy's Farm-to-Table Restaurant in the Conference Center at Mazingo Lake. William Coy's serves locally sourced produce and proteins from Missouri and Kansas farms. Along with brunch, lunch, and dinner, William Coy's also caters. More information online at williamcoys.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb, Asgrow Seeds, Chemicals, Precision Planting Products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Baumley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late-model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5-mile corner south of Maryville.
Bearcat basketball, 3:47 to play here in the third quarter. Coleman, right wing, three-pointer on the way. That one deep. It's left short, and the rebound comes down to Bentley. Off to Phelan. She runs up the floor. Shovels a pass off to Bentley. Bentley on the drive. Shot blocked away, but she is fouled. So we will see Hunter Bentley go back to the free throw line. Third personal foul on Jana Green and the fourth team foul on Northwest here in this quarter as Bentley steps back to the free throw line. Washburn as a team 8 of 12 from the line tonight. And Bentley makes the first one this trip. 78% free throw shooter on the season coming into this game. Next one from Bentley is good. The Eaton back into the game for Haggard. And Piggy checks in for McAfee. 3:30 remaining in this third quarter. Eden dribbling out front left for Northwest. Top of the key for Coleman. Inside for Peyton Rao. Brings in the pass from Coleman with one hand. Snags it with that right hand. Now goes up with the left. Off the glass, no good. Rebound is loose. Bentley able to secure it for Washburn. As Phelan dribbles right. Scoops a pass out to Castaneda on the wing. Castaneda comes across. Gives it to Piggy on the left. And now a foul on floor on Northwest. That will result in free throws. That is team foul number 5 here on Northwest in this third quarter.
Northwest really looking a little sluggish out there tonight. And really you can't blame them too much with the type of schedule they've gone through in the last couple of weeks. 4 games in 8 days and a lot of basketball coming off in an emotional game at Tuesday night against Missouri Western down in St. Joseph. And just trying to get some things rolling here in the final regular season game of the year. And hopefully we've got some basketball coming up after this, if they can get into the MIAA postseason tournament, but really just kind of a tough night so far.
Piggy goes 2 of 2 at the line, and really pretty poor scheduling overall whenever you played 28 games and it ends with 4 in 8 days. So Northwest really going through this grind right now. They had another stretch of 4 games in 8 days earlier this year, which also ended with the Washburn Ichabods. That went in Topeka. 2:45 here left to play in the third quarter. 55-29 Northwest down as Coleman cutting on the baseline. Schlosser finds her. Can't finish the layup, but Rao right there for the putback. Rao now with 8 points in the game. As the Cats down 55-31. Bentley out to Castaneda. Castaneda to the right block. Goes up. Layup no good. But she is fouled. And this one coming up on Kylie Coleman.
Again, either a Bearcat win or a Newman loss gets the Bearcats into the postseason tournament. Watching that matchup with Newman and Nebraska Kearney is a close game there. A 4-point game right now. UNK up 45-41. That's about 3:19 left in the third quarter.
Castaneda misses. Any way you can get in. Because right. Once you're in, yep, all bets are off. Castaneda 1 of 2 at the line that trip. 4 points now for the transfer into the program from Texas Tech. Schlosser dribbles up to the left wing. Gets a screen from Rao. Dribbles right now into the corner for McConkey. McConkey head fake for the 3-point line. Drives out to Schlosser. Now left side it goes for Coleman. Coleman to the elbow. Out to Schlosser. Deep 3-pointer from Erica. Around the rim, no good. Piggy pulls down the board. Piggy hurries up the floor for Washburn. Bounce pass inside. Knocked away. Bentley able to pick it up. Back out to Piggy. Shot on the way. No good. Deadly fighting for that rebound. Keeps it alive. Out to Castaneda. Bounce pass across the lane to the right block for Bentley. Back out to Piggy now. 15 on the shot clock for Washburn. Into the paint. The runner is good. Piggy now. 12 points. 58-31 is the Washburn lead. As McConkey in left wing. Dribbles in. Gets to the paint. Bounce pass out to Coleman. Coleman on the drive. Out to Schlosser. Left wing. Head fake. Right wing it goes to McConkey. 3-pointer on the way. Too strong from Mallory. Rao nearly able to pull in that rebound, but instead bats it out to Schlosser. Northwest keeps it alive to Coleman. She steps up to the 3-point line. No good. And Piggy there to secure the rebound. And Phelan quickly ahead, but is batted away by Coleman. She snags it out of the air. Now a 2-on-2 break for the Bearcats. Coleman by herself all the way. Fouled hard by Phelan. And Reagan quickly over to try to help up Kylie Coleman. That will get Coleman to the free throw line. 101 remaining in the third quarter. Northwest down 58-31. Horn and Haggard checking back in for Northwest. Coleman to the free throw line. She is an 89.7% free throw shooter on the season. And she sinks the first. 24th game of the season for the junior out of Waukee, Iowa. Hits both free throws. 58-33 as Gladsick brings up the floor for Washburn. Now gives it to Bentley. Bentley to Thompson, high post. Back inside to Bentley on the right block. Trying to back down on McConkey. Goes up, lays it in, plus the foul. More free throws on the way now for Washburn.
Bearcat foul on number 11, Mallory McConkey, her second.
second personal coming up on Washburn as Bentley steps to the line where she is 3 of 3 already this evening. And from the field, Bentley is 7 of 8. Three-point play completed by Hunter Bentley. She will check out of the game. Willie comes in for Washburn. Bentley now 20 points in the contest. Northwest down 61-33. McConkey starts to drive. She's cut off. Scoops a pass to Haggard. Haggard trying to back in on Classic. Goes up right hand. No good, but Classic picks up the foul. And we'll see Jalen step to the line. Thirty-two 32.8 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Northwest down 61-33. Jalen Haggard, 7 points so far tonight, all coming in this third quarter. Hits the front end. And she sinks them both. Now 9 points in the basketball game for Jalen. Cats trailing 61-34. As Glatzik slows up across midcourt, looks to head coach Ron McHenry, gets directions, and now picked up by Kendi Eaton. Left side for Piggy, top of the key, Thompson. Dribbles to her right, now gets it to Glatzik on the wing. Glatzik back to Thompson, tries to drive baseline on Horn. Coleman comes over to help out, but Thompson able to knock down the jumper anyway. 3 seconds for the Bearcats. Haggard, step back three-pointer on the way, and she's called for the travel. Half a second left on the clock for Washburn after that turnover on the Bearcats. 63-35 is the lead for Washburn as the Equals will just inbound this one, let the clock run out. And we are heading to the fourth quarter of action in the final regular season game of the season. Northwest trailing Washburn. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 20 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MarylandVilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Washburn will get the basketball to start the fourth quarter of action from Bearcat Arena. With John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton. Will Linder, our studio engineer for tonight's game. Cats trailing 63-35. As Castaneda with it on the left wing. High post, it goes for Thompson. One dribble, turnaround, jumper off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Eaton. Kennedy speeds up the floor. Up the left side of the lane, pulls up, jumper is good. Eaton with the bucket, Northwest trailing 63-37. As the Bearcats coming out in the zone here in this fourth quarter of action, a 2-3 zone. With Eaton and Haggard on top, Coleman, Horn, and McConkey across the bottom. Three-pointer on the way from Castaneda, and she knocks it down from the left wing. Just the fourth three-point make of the game for Washburn, the first of this second half. They're now 4 of 5 from deep. As Haggard, right side, guarded by Castaneda, dribbles past her. Floater off the back, off the backboard is good. Nice take by Haggard. Jalen, such a good three-point shooter. She's one of two from three, but she has been getting it done at the free throw line and inside the perimeter as Washburn turns it over. Stillman checks back into the game. McConkey comes out. And McAfee, Bentley, and Phelan check back in now for Washburn. As the Bearcats throwing a curveball at Washburn. If not mistaken, the first time we've seen the Bearcats run zone all year.
Yeah, I think you're right. At least this particular type of zone. Like a little bit of a 3-2 look to it, and it seems to have just taken Washburn a little bit to adjust to that.
Three-pointer from Haggard, no good. But running the floor are the Ichabods. Phelan finds Bentley inside. She lays it in. 68-39 now.
Ichabods continue to be a very good team in transition when they get the fast break going.
Into the post is Schlosser. Into the corner now for Coleman. Right back to Schlosser. She fills into that left corner. Knocks down the three-pointer. Schlosser now with 6 points. 7:57 remaining. Northwest down 68-42. High post. Bentley with it. One dribble. Now into the corner for Piggy. As this one is waved off. Not sure if she stepped on the inline over there and stepped out of bounds, but Northwest will get it back. Quite the basketball game going on at Wichita tonight, John.
Oh, it is. It's tied up now at 45 between Nebraska Kearney and Newman. As we've been saying, Northwest needs a Newman loss to get into the tournament, but right now a tie game.
Stillman, deep three-pointer from the right wing. It goes down. 68-45 now, Northwest trailing the Ichabods. 7.5 minutes remaining. McAfee to Phelan. Now high post to Bentley on the baseline. Jumper on the way from Thompson is good. This is also tough for Northwest, primarily a man-to-man defense team, something they don't practice too much is running a zone like this, and so it's kind of on the fly. Coach Meyer kind of coaching them up, getting them in the right spots. Left wing is Haggard, gives a little head fake, dribbles to the top of the key, now right side for Coleman, one dribble, hands it off for Schlosser. Schlosser into the corner for Coleman. Back to Erica, look to the three-pointer. Now around to Coleman, inside for Peyton Rao, that pass wide right, it goes out of bounds, a turnover on Northwest.
Newman's now taking a 1 point lead over Nebraska Kearney.
What a game there. Newman also wrapping up the season at home against Fort Hays State on Saturday. As McAfee between the circles, 3-pointer on the way, no good. Fighting for that rebound is Stillman, but a foul on the floor as she was battling with Thompson for that rebound, and that will be Mia's fifth foul. She fouls out. 6:40 remaining.
First team foul.
Newman, Hayward and Eaton coming back in.
Newman, a tough team at home, and Northwest went double overtime in a matchup there, which was a good win for the Bearcats. But again, they play very well. They're coming off a win over Emporia State last week. Newman is and. Playing well against another good MIAA team in Nebraska Kearney.
Bentley high post, gives a head fake, starts to drive now out to Piggy. Piggy into the paint, now onto the baseline for Thompson. Jumper around the rim and good. Thompson now with 8 points. Yeah, when the Bearcats went to Wichita and beat Newman. Great road trip for Northwest, beating Newman and UCO, who was third in the conference at the time. Bearcats hoping to find that magic in Kansas City next week in the MIAA tournament. 72-45, Washburn in front, three-pointer on the way from Eaton, no good. Ball is loose and it goes out of bounds and back to Washburn. As Green up and checking in now for Rao. On the floor for the Bearcats, Schlosser and Eaton at the top of the zone, as well as Hayward, Green, and Coleman. McAfee with it for Washburn. Right side now to Phelan. Skip pass goes to Piggy. One dribble, gives it to McAfee. High post now for Bentley. It's knocked loose by Eaton on the floor. After it is Hayward fighting with Bentley. Jump ball. And the positioner will go back to Northwest. 5:43 remaining here from Bearcat Arena. McConkey checks in for Coleman. Elsewhere in the conference, outside of just that Newman basketball game where they are tied up with UNK, Northeastern State trailing Emporia State 15-9. Fort Hays State over UCO right now 21-15. Bearcats with the basketball. McConkey right side of the lane. Trying to back her way in on Bentley. Turnaround off-balance jumper is short. Ball is loose, picked up by McAfee, and she'll bring it up the right sideline for Washburn. Crosses to the middle of the floor, gets the free throw line, now out to Piggy. Piggy on the drive to the baseline, layup around the rim, no good, and the rebound comes down to McConkie. McConkie pushing up the floor for the Bearcats. Off to the right for Eaton. Eaton into the paint, spins, jumper on the way, good.
Kendi Eaton!
Eaton with seven now as the Bearcats trail 72-47 inside 5 minutes to play. Piggy, left wing, goes between the circles now for McAfee to Castaneda. Now high post for Bentley, left side now Piggy. Skip pass into the corner for Castaneda. Three-pointer on the way, around the rim, no good. And Green gets the rebound for Northwest. As Eaton picked up by Piggy, right side now for McConkie. Gets to the free throw line, back out to Schlosser. Into the hands of Hayward. Hayward on the drive, working on Bentley. Double team comes over, back out to McConkie. No, tipped away by McAfee. In a three-on-one break for Washburn. McAfee across the lane to Castaneda. Left-hand layup is good.
Maya Castaneda.
And a quick timeout coming up here for Washburn. 72-47 is the lead for the Ichabods. 4:07 remaining. We'll take a 90-second timeout. Back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHopeLCC.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agricultural, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler are proud supporters of Bearcat Athletics and the quality culture that is Northwest Missouri State University. More information on the Compass Dental Group is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb, Asgrow Seeds, Chemicals, Precision Planting Products, and more. For more information, carlsonseed.com.
Eaton on the drive for the Bearcats. Fouled as she gets into the lane. I believe this one coming up on Addison Narber of Washburn. 5'8" freshman from Abilene, Kansas, checking in for her first action. 4:01 to play in the fourth quarter. Another timeout on the floor. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MarylandSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131 or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MarylandSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Eaton into the paint, puts up the jumper, it's good. Northwest down 74-49. As the shot clock wasn't reset, so the officials waved this one dead as Narber bringing the ball to the floor for Washburn. Eaton with 9 points in the game for the Bearcats. Bearcats have had a tough offensive night for the most part, but 6 of 9 here in this fourth quarter so far. Bounce pass inside for Rigosa. She gets into the paint. It's blocked away by Jana Green. Out of bounds, it will stay with Washburn with 14 seconds on the shot clock. As Haggard comes to the scorer's table to check in for Northwest. On the floor for Washburn, quite a few new players, including Narber, Rhodes, Rigosa, Castaneda, as well as Taylor Johnson. And the inbound pass comes into Castaneda as Haggard all over her. Picks up her dribble on the right side. They get it out to Rigosa. One dribble. Now left side it goes for Narber. Narber guarded by Eaton. Crossover dribbles with their left hand. Gets to the left block. Layup no good. But Eaton picks up the personal foul, and this will send Addison Narber to the line. A 5 foot 4 inch junior, out of Phillips, Nebraska. Just her 13th game of the season, averaging less than 5 minutes per contest. 3 of 4 at the free throw line so far this season. Our first one no good. And while we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Narber hits the second. 75-49 is the Washburn lead as Schlosser looking for Green on the baseline. It's tipped away. Green picks it up out to Eaton. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Green tracks down the offensive rebound. Saves it inbounds off of Rigosa. As another Washburn sub coming in, this time Katie Glatzik. That will get Maya Castaneda out.
Well, they're in the fourth quarter now with Nebraska Kearney up by 4 over Newman, 54-50.
Inbound comes in to Eaton. Picks up her dribble. Right wing for Schlosser. Head fake back to Kendi. Three-pointer on the way is good.
Kendi Eaton for three.
Eaton, the senior, going down firing. She has 12 points now. Northwest trailing 75-52. Glatzik, left wing, on the drive. Gets to the baseline. Goes up around the cylinder. Good. Katie Glatzik's first field goal of the game. Hit a pair of free throws earlier. She now has 4 points. As right side, Jalen Haggard fires it from long range off the back of the rim. No good. It is tipped loose, and the rebound tracked down by Narber. Narber races up the right sideline, picks it up on the wing. That goes inside for Cambry Rose. Jumper on the baseline, no good. Rebound comes down to Schlosser. Erica turns quickly up the floor to Haggard, right back to Schlosser. Now three-pointer on the way from Eaton is good. 15 points now from Eaton, 2:07 remaining. Northwest trailing 77-55. Good crowd on here on hand for senior night as Schlosser going for the steal as Narber was looking for Johnson that time. Tips it out of bounds. We'll see Horn and Coleman come in for McConkie and Green. Johnson gets it in for Narber out near midcourt. Looks left, gets it to Glatzik on the wing. Now inside for Rigosa. One power dribble up off the glass is good.
Sabella Rigosa.
First points of the game for Sabella Rigosa. As Eaton, top of the key, left side for Schlosser. Back to Eaton looking for Coleman on the wing. And Coleman trying to set a screen for Haggard. Not ready. The ball goes out of bounds. And a turnover on the Cats. 1:33 left to go, 79-55, our regular season finale here from Bearcat Arena. Regardless of this outcome here, if Newman loses tonight or on Saturday to Fort Hays State, the Bearcats into the MIAA tournament as Rigosa gets a layup.
Rigosa.
And it looks like right now Kearney with a slim lead.
56-53, 5:19 left in the fourth.
Left side, three-pointer on the way from Haggard is good. Haggard now with 14 in the game. and make that 198 career three-pointers for Jalen Haggard as Narber on the drive gets the baseline cut off, backs out. Mid-range jumper on the way, front of the rim, no good, and the rebound goes to Haggard. Jalen up the floor, looking left wing for Schlosser, tipped away by Narber. Narber in transition, the layup off the glass is good. And a quick timeout here for head coach Ron McHenry of Washburn. That will get Hannah Willie in. And out of the game, it is Glassick, also for Northwest. Hayward and McConkey set to come in. Timeout for Ron McHenry, but just for substitutions. So Hayward comes into the game. That gets Erica Schlosser out, the senior for Northwest Missouri State out of Apple Valley, Minnesota. Gets an embrace from head coach Austin Meyer, assistant coach Adai Houston, as well as graduate assistant Lindsey Holt. Now Kendi Eaton coming off the floor, the senior out of Mound City, Missouri. Both of these players transferring into the program a season ago from Fairfield University was Schlosser. And for Eaton, it was from North Central Missouri College. And both of those really came out and have done a good job of laying this foundation for Northwest to turn this program around. Hayward with a three-pointer for Northwest. No good. The rebound comes down to Washburn. And the Ichabods can just dribble this one out with just 12 seconds remaining. Washburn picks up a win over Northwest. They still have one more game coming up on the road against Missouri Western on Saturday for Northwest. This is the final regular season game as the buzzer sounds. 83-58 is our final. Northwest falls to 11-17 overall and 6-13 in conference play. For Washburn, they're 17-10 overall and 11-7 in the MIAA. Now it's up to Newman, losing to either Nebraska Kearney or Fort Hays State. The Bearcats can still punch their ticket and get to Kansas City and the MIAA tournament. We'll take a look at the scoreboard when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is supported by State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Codeman in St. Joe, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for today's game comes from East Hills Shopping Center in St. Joseph, a shopping and dining destination with more than 50 stores and restaurants to choose from. East Hills is a proud supporter of the Bearcats. For more information, visit shopeasthills.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. Information on services or upcoming events is at facebook.com/Oak Point of Maryville.
Back inside Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State women fall 83-58. The regular season's over, John, but the MIAA tournament is still in within reach. Taking a look at this Newman score, what do we have right now?
Well, there are 4:06 left in the fourth quarter, and it is Nebraska Kearney up on Newman 58-55. Those teams being trading baskets really for the most part, with UNK holding on either to about a 3-1 point lead. But right now, UNK up 58-55. We're down to 3:53 left in that game.
Northwest falls 83-58, but still a chance to get into Kansas City in the MIAA tournament. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll take a look at your final stats from this one. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Also from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from Tiffany Care Centers, their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com. Support for the Bearcats also comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at KingCityLumber.com. Also from Compass Dental Group, Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler are proud supporters of Bearcat Athletics and the quality culture that is Northwest Missouri State University. More information is online at CompassDentalGroup.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Northwest falls this evening to Washburn 83-58 to round out the regular season. Taking a look at our final stats, Northwest shot 35.8% from the field, 19 of 53, 33% from three-point range, 10 of 30, and finished 10 of 14 at the free throw line. For Washburn, 61.5% from the field, 32 of 52, 4 of 7 from three-point range, and 15 of 21 at the free throw line. Northwest out-rebounded 37 to 19. Washburn also 16 turnovers to just 14 for Northwest Missouri State. Individually for Northwest, 15 points coming from Kendi Eaton, 14 points coming from Jalen Haggard. Peyton Rao able to add 8 points in the basketball game, as well as 2 blocked shots. Erica Schlosser, 6 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds, 0 turnovers in the basketball game, also had 1 blocked shot. 5 points coming from Kylie Coleman, 4 points from Mallory McConkie, 3 points from Jana Green, and 3 as well from Mia Stillman. On the other side, Washburn led by Hunter Bentley. She had 22 points in the game, 12 points also coming from Shelby Piggy, 9 from Reagan Phelan, 8 from Haley Thompson, and 8 from Alexis McAfee. 4 apiece from Katie Gladsick and Sabella Regosa, 3 from Addison Narber, and 2 apiece from Hannah Willey, Macy Dubley. And that rounds out the scoring for Washburn. Northwest Missouri State falls 83-58 to Washburn. 2:52 remaining in the game from Wichita between Newman and UNK. It is Nebraska Kearney on top 60-55 right now. We'll keep you updated on that one as that game continues. We'll take a break. Be back with your Extra Effort Award next on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. And from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering automatic entrances, electronic security systems, as well as service and repair of locking, hinging, and closer hardware. More in-store at 5th and Buchanan or maryvilleglassandlock.com. Support also comes from the Bearcat Bookstore in the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. Also from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 20 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo is at mazingolake.com. And from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and has 4 locations in St. Joseph. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, offering loans, saving and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. They are located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together. Also from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Postgame, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Well, a tough loss on senior night for Northwest Missouri State women's basketball. But John Coffey, when you look across the board for the extra effort award, where do you go with tonight's player of the game?
Trying to give it to the seniors tonight, both Erica Schlossler and Kendi Eaton, as they played their final regular season game at Bearcat Arena. As they go out, Erica Schlossler ends up with 6 points. She pulled down to 3 rebounds, had 6 assists, also a blocked shot, and Kendi Eaton with 15 points to go along with 3 steals. So we'll let Eaton and Schlossler share the honor in their final game here at Bearcat Arena.
But not necessarily the final game of their careers. 34 seconds remaining in Wichita. The Bearcats need a Newman loss to get into the MIAA tournament. Could come tonight or Saturday, preferably today, right, John? 34 seconds remaining. It's a 62-61 lead for the Lopers. This one is coming right down to the wire. So we're getting set for the men's basketball game here from Bearcat Arena. We'll, of course, keep you updated on that women's basketball game to see if Northwest can punch their ticket to the MIAA tournament. But we're going to take a break in just a moment and get you set for the men's game. A reminder that support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Back in just a moment to get set for this men's basketball game on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community offering residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. For information on services or upcoming events, facebook.com/Oak Point of Maryville. And from Losh Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing on North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Also from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from East Hills Shopping Center, now offering retail space for small startups, seasonal businesses, and beyond. Located behind Topsy's Popcorn and Pronto Cafe, the river is open today. For more information, visit shopeasthills.com. And from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MarryvilleSmiles.com. Support also comes from Bullseye Trading, with locations in Maryville, Bethany, and St. Joseph. Bullseye provides a variety of inventory from a wide range of gun manufacturers, as well as pawn and payday loans. For more info, 660-241-5013 or on Facebook. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.